I remember is when I was in primary three. At that time, my English is not quite well, and my mother take a supplementary class for me, and the teacher is using variety kinds of ways for us to learn English. Is the course in take is named Speak Up. It's the teacher teach us something about anything we can speak, how to speak. Maybe it can be called as oral English, but in different ways, in, through different topics. And I remember that the course I take, at that time I feel a little bit terrible because I think I cannot understand it firstly at all. But at the time I learned more and more, and I think that it's quite interesting. And because the teacher is harsh, but it is nice, and he quite provide me a lot of help. And then I think that it's really helped me a lot, because when I was in primary five, my mom asked me to take an examination for Singapore primary school. If without the help of the teacher, I will not go to Singapore to study for a short period. So that's kind of the time when learning with that teacher is quite memorable. Yeah.
When you did go to Singapore and you
studied. Only 1 year, so it's not quite important as well for the longer period of my learning. But it's just with the help of the teacher. So it's memorable for me.
And what about reading?
Reading is last year, the year one had come to IELTS. I remember that we have a course named English for Academic Purpose 1. And the first thing we need to learn is reading. I think it's quite terrible because I did not approach any academic paper in the previous time. So it is it's very difficult for me to read such several pages for me, but my tutor is named Stella, and she helped me a lot, and taught us a lot of terminologies to interpret the article. So with those strategies, it's much easier for me to read the academic article, so it's quite memorable.
And how about outside of the learning environment, do you have any other reading experiences, perhaps some novels or something else that you're interested in?
Yes, but because if I am not busy, I will have the time to read maybe Chinese, English, when the time I wake up or the time before I go to sleep. I have the habit, but if I'm quite busy, I will skip this session.
And when you do read, do you prefer printed version or?
Printed version, of course.
Not e-versions, e-books?
No, not at all. But I can read on website. Because I think e-book, I will out of mind after I read several minutes. So I much prefer, I more prefer paper version.
And what about when you come across new vocabulary words that you're not familiar with? How do you find the meaning?
Depends, because such as some newspaper, online newspaper, I will just guess the meaning. And if for the novel, for example, like we just read Frankenstein, and The Lost Symbol by Dan Brown, if it's such a great barrier for me to understand, then I will check a dictionary. If it is not, I just skip it. Because I think when come across one word, if I check, the fluency of reading will be cut. So I will choose to skip it. And after the reading period, I will check the dictionary of those words I'm learning.
And just finally, you are studying to become an English teacher.
Yeah.
And so when you think of how you learnt English in school and perhaps what you're learning now, and then looking towards the future, how might you do things differently to the way in which you learnt English in school?
I think I will maybe provide some more real situation environment than the textbook, because the textbook is quite rigid, because my brother also study in primary school, and it's just like, well, today we will talk about terminology, and the whole activities is all about this terminology, and that's not the concern about it, is whether have a connection with our daily life or not. So if I teach, I become a teacher in the future, I will put some more daily life in components to make it become more real, more deep, easier for students to understand.